Hey, this is Some Guy.
This is the Bugman.
And we're currently registered for the Podcast Awards at podcastawards.com. If you guys would like to nominate us, just go to the website, register, and you can nominate us for the Comedy Show of the Year.
That's right. We need your nomination vote. We appreciate you being here, and we can't do it without you.
Yeah. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. I'm Some Guy.
I'm the Bugman.
Okay, Bugman, I believe you have a question today.
Yeah, I do. My wife loves dogs. Yeah. Like, she is a dog person,
okay,
you could say. And her whole family is that way. They always had dogs growing up, and not just dogs, but they eat what we eat, mm-hmm. and they have doctor's appointments just like we have doctor's appointments. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I have friends that are exactly opposite. They have cats. They only want cats. You know, there's such a division there. And you create that division by defining, seems like, dogs are so loving and they're people friendly and they're man's best friends.
Right.
Dogs are.
Yeah.
And cats are cold and manipulative and they like to stay in the shadows.
I'm not a cat person at all.
I'm not really, well, to be honest, I'm not sure I'm either of them. But,
oh,
but,
well, okay.
But anyway.
You're like my dad.
So having so much time spent, because we have two dogs right now.
Uh-huh.
Having so much time spent with that, I am beginning to believe we have it backwards. And I'm trying to, so I guess the question is.
You think we have it backwards about dogs and cats?
About dogs and cats, specifically. So I guess, the question would be then.
Okay.
Are cats naturally seclusive?
Okay.
And dogs naturally loving and inclusive? You know what I mean? Are they actually naturally that way? Because I'm beginning to wonder.
So are they the way that we assume they are? That
yes.
dogs are loving and cats right. are cold and evil?
Yep.
Or...
do we have that right? And
okay.
even when you have a cat that will play fetch and meet strangers with joy,
yeah.
what do you say? You say, you have a cat that's exactly like a dog.
Yes.
Or if our dog... is not sure about people and he likes to play by himself. And
okay.
what do you say? You say that dog is like a cat.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to really believe that if these were people,
mm-hmm.
okay, would you say if I got up in your face and all up in your business, would you say I was people friendly?
No.
No. No. You would say.
So you're talking about like personal space.
Personal
like,
space.
I don't, yeah.
Exactly.
Like don't come sit in my lap just because you said hello.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Like
yeah.
I knock on the door, open it up, and you come up all over me, shaking my hand, giving mm-hmm. me a hug, like I just want to get inside the door, and all you're doing is trying to quote unquote love on me.
Mm.
That would be kind
weird.
Of weird.
Make you want to leave.
And rude, you know, honestly.
So you're saying you're comparing this dog behavior to human behavior,
yes.
and saying like it's acceptable for a dog, but
right.
why?
Because
we don't let humans
we don't behave
you know,
that way.
I'm often, whenever people come over, when my dog does this with me, when he jumps
yeah.
in my lap,
yeah.
it's kind of, you know, it's whatever. I like my dog. But
yeah.
when other people come over and he jumps in their lap automatically, the first thing I do is say, what are you doing?
Right.
And you know, maybe they don't want you there.
That's rude.
Yeah. So maybe this is like an ego thing for them.
Yes,
that,
exactly.
Like, you know, he's thinking, you know, I'm pretty great. And everybody loves me.
Yes.
And so I
right.
should... I have the right to jump in your lap if I want.
You need more of me
yeah.
right now, right
yeah.
in this place. You need more of me.
Exactly.
Where a cat is more to say, let me
sort of
get out of your way.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make sure that you're all right first
yeah.
before I just come out and automatically assume that you want to pet
well,
me
and
have
you know,
something to do with me.
You know
me.
What else? Cats, a lot of the time when you have guests, most cats will
mm-hmm.
say, you
yep.
know, I see that you have guests and
right.
you need the living room for
right.
the evening. I'm going to go hide under your bed.
Yep. I'm just going to get I'll, out of the way.
Yeah.
You won't have to worry about me. I'll
yeah.
just be doing my own
and
thing.
And like I may sit on the bed, but then
right.
if anybody comes in the room, in your
right.
bedroom for anything, I will dart under the bed as quickly
gone.
As possible because
yep.
I don't want anybody to know that I'm here.
That's right.
Like I want you to have a good night.
This is your night.
But
this
the dog
is your
doesn't
time.
Do that because,
nope.
you know, here's the bad part. When the dog, when you've had enough, when people have really
mm-hmm.
had enough of this dog's
yep.
ego,
yep.
here's what you do. or at least what I do.
Yeah.
I go put my dog in his house, in his little cage.
Yep.
And you know what he does?
Yep.
Barks.
Yep. And whines. And whines. Cries.
It's like, hold on. You guys need me.
Yes.
Like, you don't know what you're doing and how to entertain people.
I'm the life
this.
Of the party.
Exactly.
Without me, this is going nowhere. Jerk, right? That's a jerk move.
So, okay. So what you have there, all dogs should be equated with a college frat boy who thinks a lot of himself.
Yes.
Like this college frat boy who's not on the football team,
right,
but sort of plays around like he's the quarterback-ish. Yep. Kind of dude, blonde hair, blue-eyed, you know, jerk that really just thinks a lot of himself.
He thinks a lot of himself.
And it, so much so that, you know, some random girl could show up in the frat house and he's just going to go sit on her lap and go, hey, aren't you happy to see me?
Yes, right.
Am I not amazing?
Right.
You know, that's every dog.
Yep, exactly.
That's every dog.
That's every dog.
And then
like
the dogs
I said,
that aren't like that, they just attack you and bite.
Oh, man. They're awful. And then, like I said, if that was a cat doing that, you would say, wow, your cat is as friendly
as
a dog.
As a dog.
And I don't think that's right. I think your cat is a jerk and needs to get out of my space, get out of my business, you know, because I need some time here. And
the cats are removed.
Yeah.
They're very calm and cool and collected. And you know, the only time they really get agitated is when you get in their space.
Yes.
So really, it's what you have there is a cat is like every person just saying what they always wish they could say to every egotistical jerk like a dog.
Right. It's like, pardon
every
me.
Every cat is just like, nope, 100% policy.
Right.
This is my space.
Yep.
Please leave. And if you don't, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, you know, there's another part of this that, there may be some of, like, just cats are, because I tend to think cats maybe are just a little bit rude on their own.
Right.
Like, maybe they take it a little too far.
Right.
So, like, whenever you try to pet them and some of them freak out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering now if it's not just that they're like, you know, you need to understand something. I am a beast.
Yes.
And I have feral tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pet me, it's going, like, I will claw your eyeballs out if you try to be kind to me or get near me.
Right.
So
maybe
just
back
don't.
Up. Yeah.
And then, so maybe like the hissing and all that is just the warning, like, I can't control myself.
Right.
Keep your distance.
Keep your distance, please. And I don't know, like,
it's a courtesy thing.
It's a courtesy thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. It's really taking in perspective. You know, again, a shy person is going to come in the room, be respective of your space, you know, really engage in conversation when you engage in conversation with them, not get too personal. Mm-hmm. I don't want everybody knowing my business. I just, you know, and I'm not saying dogs are terrible. I'm not saying cats are terrible,
because
if I did, my wife would not be a fan of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying maybe instead of saying a dog is a man's best friend because he is all over him, maybe we're saying a dog is not so nice, is maybe a jerk, because he will not respect my personal space and will not just chill for a second.
Right.
Where a cat is all chill. A cat is all chill.
Well, you know, you don't keep your best friend in a cage.
No.
Cats,
right,
you don't have to put them in a cage.
That's exactly
right. Because they'll leave you alone. And you know, here's the other thing. Cats, they will even, if you designate one, they will even go to the same spot for the bathroom
every
time. And they're polite, and they're tidy, and they're neat, and all that.
That's such a good point.
But dogs, well, just don't poop and pee all over your house.
Everywhere.
Think
everywhere.
What kind of jerk does that?
And I have
These are awful animals.
I have to train him.
Beasts.
Him or her. I have to train them to tell me, let me just let you outside so you can go everywhere outside, not in the house. Where, like you said, a cat has one place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have one place that I'm supposed to go. It's in a room that I can shut the door and clean up my own stuff, and I don't have to bother anybody else. Where a dog, like if we walk our dog down our street, we have to take things to clean up after him.
You have to clean his poop. Well, and think about this. You're outside with the dude, and he goes up and bites somebody.
Yeah.
Like, who has this not happened to, where the dog gets aggressive with some neighbor or something, end up biting the neighbor kid, and then you're in trouble. Because then it's like, now this dog has brought this legal trouble into your life. Whereas if you're trying to walk your cat, number one, the cat's not going to walk with you, because he's like, you know, again, I am a ferocious lion.
Exactly.
I don't want you to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, the cat is not going to bite anybody, because the cat doesn't want anything to do with anybody.
Nope, you don't have to worry about that.
Listen, folks, dogs are off. They're impolite. They're egotistical. Exactly. They're legal trouble. They steal your food.
Yep.
They poop and pee in your house.
Yep.
Why would you want a dog? Listen, cats will leave you alone. Yep. They don't bother you. They try to protect you from themselves.
So polite.
They're clean. They bathe themselves. Dogs don't do that.
That's right.
Seems
like we got to kind of reassess
what we're talking about.
Exactly.
I still hate cats.
I do too.
They're pretty terrible.
I don't like them.
You know what? Let's get rid of all the cats and then just have dogs.
Oh, why not?
All right. I think we figured that one out.
Why not?
I think we figured that one out.
Yep.
So the question is, maybe we've got this thing all wrong somehow. What was the question?
Is it the case that cats are maniacal, scheming, dogs are loving and giving? I'm kind of wondering if maybe it's backwards.
Some egotistical jerks living in the dog world.
Exactly.
And some very polite and protective cats running around.
Yeah, all over the place.
All right. Well, folks, listen, if you're trying to make a decision about whether or not to be a dog owner or a cat owner, I think we've
laid it out for you.
Yeah. I mean, we've given you your option. Like, I'm not going to make the decision for you.
No.
I'm not getting rid of my dog. He's a jerk. But I'm going to keep him around.
But
he's
my jerk.
Exactly. So you've got to make the decision for yourself, but I think we've given you a map.
Yes.
I think there's a plan there. So if you or any of your friends are thinking about getting a dog or thinking of switching it up and trading, going
That's
to the other side, then, this is your audio guide to the new world of dog/cat owner.
Yep. Let us guide you.
All right. So this is Some Guy and the Bug Man Figure Things Out. I'm Some Guy.
I'm the Bug Man.